Hello, it's the XFM Breakfast Show with myself, Danny Wallace. This is exciting. Sitting in front of me is perhaps the hottest on-screen pairing in years. One is resplendent in a kind of polka dot-style dress. The other is wearing a flat cap. Resplendent is a good word to use.
That's a fantastic word.
You can have that, Justin Timberlake, and you can also use it, Mila Kunis. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I feel resplendent.
Do you?
Yeah,
I do. Well, are you going to try and use that? You should try and use that throughout the interview.
Okay.
All right.
Like, use it in a sentence.
All right.
Yeah, just use it properly is all we ask.
Intentionally use it terribly.
Horribly.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No, just
have respect for the English language.
I will.
So how are you both? You arrived in London not too long ago. We're here to talk about Friends with Benefits, your new film that opens on Friday. And I watched it yesterday. It's great. It's cool. It's smart. It's funny. There's a clever trick where it kind of...
Did you walk out of the theatre feeling...
I felt happy. Is that good? Resplendent. Thank you, Justin.
No, yeah. I was tossing that up to you.
Thank
man.
You. Yeah, no, I was a bit slow on the uptake there.
But... I bent that cross to you and you just...
I missed the header.
You did miss the header.
Throw it up again in a little while and we'll see if I knock it in. It'll be fine. But it does a very clever thing where it undercuts what romantic comedies do. It tells you a lot of the tricks that they use. And yet, it does everything you want it to do in terms of a romantic comedy. Would you agree? That was kind of no, really, wasn't it? You were being kind to me. Why do you disagree with that brilliant statement I just made?
No, I agree. I think we wanted to take this genre and sort of turn it on its head a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I think that our generation is one that's grown up with a lot, and we're a little more conscious of what's going on around us. Mm-hmm. At least we're trying to be. So we wanted to have a commentary about that. Also, I think it makes the characters way more likable when you do get a commentary that they understand a little bit about where they are.
Mm-hmm.
and their own shortcomings. So that's something that we wanted to incorporate in the film.
Because both are flawed characters. It's Dylan and Jamie. Justin, you play Dylan, you play Jamie Miller. Sort of emotionally damaged. You've been through it in terms of fellas and blokes, you know, over the years.
Yes.
The character, not you.
Yes.
Must be clear.
Let's not make her sound like a floozy.
But, you know, and you meet... It's a good word to use. Resplendent and floozy are the two key words we'll be using today. You've both been sort of damaged in relationships. You decide not to go through the rigmarole of relationships anymore. And instead, after meeting and getting on and becoming best friends, you decide to come to an arrangement. And what is that arrangement?
Right. I would say we stumble into it a little more because we're both non-committal. But yeah, we...
Yeah, it's an arrangement of benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Of sorts.
Benefits,
yeah. We're dancing around the issue. It is breakfast radio. I think people will pick up on what those benefits might be. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Early morning show. We can't really devil benefits.
No, exactly.
You can't get explicit before the second cup of tea.
Oh, very nice. You're wearing, I should say as well, you're wearing a flat cap, which does...
This is from Christie's in London, sir.
Well, sir, as well, you've turned into a proper English gentleman.
No. No, I'm not proper at all.
No, okay.
Or a gentleman.
Or a gentleman. Yeah. Sounds like you speak from experience there.
Thank you,
I'm
Mila.
Just saying.
Yeah. What I really liked about the film
you
as well...
certainly know how to make a man feel resplendent.
We should have a... We'll add a bell sound effect at some point every time the word resplendent is said. What I really liked about the film as well is that about halfway through, for me at least, it became a slightly different film, a slightly sort of deeper film than I was expecting. That is when we start
Sneaks
to discover.
Up on you. Yeah.
Yeah, because am I right in saying, Justin, this is probably one of the first pure comedic roles that you've played in terms of film?
I think it's... I think it's one of the most complete roles I've played.
Mm-hmm.
Social Network, it was a sort of a really antagonistic role.
Sure.
And then Bad Teacher, the same. It was actually a caricature, I would describe.
You're extreme... Well, I was going to say you're extremely hot, but it sounded like I was coming on to you there because this is an audio medium.
Yes.
But what I mean is you're not sweating, you're glowing, and you're doing this a lot.
Glistening. Woo. She's glistening.
I've surpassed the point of glistening.
Right. This is terrific to hear.
Yeah.
Resplendent. Just chuck that in.
Do we have that second cup of tea yet?
Yeah, it's on its way. Listen, just before you go, you know, obviously you both have lots and lots of projects coming up. It is a necessary requirement of coming on this program that you both sign up for at least one other project that I am producing as they come up. This is called Snap My Pitch Up. Mila, yours is the first one, my dear, for you. This is a reality adventure show that we're pitching to, well, essentially Latvian television to start with, but it can cross over. It's called Making a Mila Vit. Mila Kunis is on a mission to create 1 million life-size replicas of herself using only ingredients she grows herself. Are you in? Are you in?
Count me in. Can I eat myself?
Like, you can do whatever.
My own versions of myself.
This is a star vehicle for you. You can do whatever you want. You're an exec producer of the whole thing.
I think you just found your tagline.
I did.
Watch me eat myself.
We've got one for you. Cry Me a River. Justin Timberlake takes 200 emotionally unstable women to a drought-stricken plane.
Oh, my God.
And using only the power of his very saddest songs.
Wait, I'm sorry. Start that over.
Oh, my God.
Well, I will...
So I take what?
Well, I'm going to get a coach organized.
How many?
200 emotionally unstable women.
So then just women?
Just emotionally unstable women. Yes,
what?
Exactly.
Okay.
To a drought-stricken plane, using only the power of your very saddest songs, you will then attempt to create a river of lady tears to aid stricken local farmers. This could take some time.
So we're going to grow trees.
Yeah.
By making women feel bad about themselves.
No, through the power of your poetry and song.
Can the power of his poetry and song provide the rain, the tears that are going to grow the fruit that's going to duplicate myself?
Listen, oh, no, we're cross-branding.
Like
brilliant.
We're cross-branding.
We are cross-branding.
Like his tears will grow me.
Well, this is great.
Watch what happens when Cry Me a River meets Make a Meal of It.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it sounds like you're both in, so I'll just move on. The only one I was really going to pitch after that was Mila Fila, which is a reality show in which every week I have to identify Mila Kunis by touch alone. And this one I really do think could run and run. We had Mila Steeler, Mila's on Wheelers, and we had another one, Justin's Rusting Dustbin. I don't really know what that is.
You don't know? You don't have it? Just the name? That's all you have?
At the moment, yeah. I was hoping you could maybe bring something to this process.
It sounds like Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Listen, we can make this whatever you want. I just need to
like
sign
Justin
up.
Justin the housekeeper?
Brilliant. Are you in? Justin Timberlake.
Walk out in a butler outfit?
Like, yes. Yes, and you dust all day long.
I just dust all day long.
Yeah, what is it called? Justin's Dustin?
Justin's Rusting Dustbin.
Dustbin. Yeah.
Rusting Dustbin.
Yeah.
I was about to say something bad.
Don't.
I censored myself.
You did, but I tell you what, I want to hear what it was. No. So I will cut this short.
Except for the part about making women cry, I'm in.
Okay, all right. Well, we can make it 200 emotionally unstable little boys. if that appeals more to you, I don't know why you put this spin on it, but we'll go with it.
I put this spin on it?
Apparently so.
Okay.
It's a resplendent show.
That's what they do to you in the UK.
Justin Timberlake, Mila Kunis, the film comes out on Friday. Thank you so much for swinging by and being terrific sports.
Thank you.
Thank you.